Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
everything that I did been about that bag. And I swear the life I live will make you go crazy. Cause I'm 10 toes down, stitch lip, no mask. And that president's the only thing that can save me.
Hey guys, it's your girl Miss P, and you are now in tuned. Hey, hey, hey. So today, you know, I know you guys are like, what's going on? I had some of you guys hitting me up, the change in the interview at the last moment, and I do apologize about all of that. We was supposed to interview Dylan Kelly, but she had to cancel due to scheduling. So we decided to put on my guy, okay, and I'm digging his music and his sound, Mr. Scandalous Delone. And if I'm pronouncing your name wrong, please, please correct me when I pick up. But I am so bad with names. So just a little bit about him, for all you guys who are getting in tune with him for the very first time. And let me just back up real quick because I'm moving a little bit too fast. For all those who are on the line who want to give a shout-out or voice your opinion on his music or have a legitimate question that's respectful, you guys can go ahead and press 1. For those in the chat room, you can type out your questions or your comments, and I will read it to him. For those on Twitter, you can tweet me at Intune Show. And for those on Facebook, you can just post your comment on the link with his name in it, and I will definitely read that to him as well. Now, let's move forward. So he was raised by his mother, who had a love for music, and his grandmother, who fed him spiritually through attending church and joining the choir. Can you believe it? You know, whose grandma wasn't, like, spiritual, you know, and always had us in church and always had us in the choir? So I can definitely relate to him. Being that he's the second of 3 children, he learned at a young age to make his presence known. And that's also a great fact for those who are the middle children or for those who are the babies or whatever the case may be of, like, a million kids. It's like you have to do something to stand out. You can't just, you know, be the kid of your mother and father. So, you know, it's definitely a good thing that, you know, he is standing out. He's making his way out here. And for those who, like I said again, are getting in tune with him for the very first time, you are about to hear some fire because we have some other tracks. But before we do that, let's just go ahead and jump in and bring him on the line so we can start to get to know him. You guys can head over to YouTube because I've been on YouTube all day, you know, just getting my fill of his music. So you guys can go ahead and head over there. You can like him on IG. He has an IG. He has a Facebook. Just drop his name into Google. He's not that hard to find. Okay, so here we go without further ado. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Ms. Peek?
Hey, so before we even get into this, please tell me, am I pronouncing your name right? Let's just start with that.
You got the first part right. It is Scandalous, but the last name is pronounced DeLeon.
De Leon. Oh, right. And that makes it even more sexy.
Yes.
Now
man.
That we have that twist on it. It's definitely sexy now, you know.
It rolls off the tongue real nice.
And we're not going to talk about the tongue because I can go there all night.
Oh.
So.
Uh-oh.
So we're just going to move right along now.
Okay.
I've been listening to your tracks, and, you know, like I was telling you the other day, I'm really digging it. So I've been playing it and playing it and playing it. And
thank you.
Yeah. And, you know, it kind of gives me, like, not only that Cali feel, but do people kind of put it along with the Snoop Dogg and, you know, the Eazy-E? Do they put it in that? Because it kind of brings me there. And not in the bad way, in a good way.
Oh, I most definitely understand it. I pretty much when I told myself I was gonna be an artist, I was gonna keep it all the way West Coast, and I try to keep that embedded in me. So yeah, I do recognize that in my music because that's the point, to keep everything on the left side, the left coast.
Yeah, I'm definitely feeling that with you and your vibe and everything, and I love how you was like, you know, an 80 baby, but you still rock the Chucks.
Yes. Yes, I'm a California 80s baby, and I ain't going nowhere. Every time I buy a new pair of shoes, I got to give me some Chucks, too, most definitely.
Definitely. I love them, too, although the podiatrist is like, stop wearing them because they're too flat. But
oh, okay.
But I love them, love them, love them.
Yeah, you can't
them.
Wear
I have
them all the time.
Well, I do. I run the hell out of them. It's like how if a person who just never had a pair of sneakers before and you just won't give up on these, it's like that. Holes in them. I just love them so much. But anywho, I love that you love what I love, and you know that
yes.
This is like a hookup real quick. But anyway.
Hey.
So tell us about, you know, your mom's love of music. Was your mom like a singer? Was she playing any instruments?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Growing up, that's every time we cleaned up or we was kicking it or she was kicking it with her friends, throwing her own little parties, it was music all throughout the house. And she sung, she sang like she should have made it, you know. So that was just, she introduced me to the music. And it was all R&B at first because she didn't listen to no rap artists growing up until Pop dropped. And then that was the only rap artist she had in the house, so it was all R&B stylistics, Keith Sweat, Drew Hill, Genuine, you know, Gerald LaVert, so artists like that, and he, In Vogue and stuff like that. So I got all that first, and then when Pac dropped, it was like, man, and I was like, thank you, Mom, put all that in me. I needed that. Oh yeah, that's how I got introduced to the music initially, Mom.
Oh, wow, that's amazing, and Grandma had you in a choir.
That's
how you found your voice
playing.
With rapping?
Yeah, that's how I found, like, the performing part of it. Because I always sang with my mom, you know, doing the boy parts on the duets and stuff as a little kid. But, yeah, Grandma threw me in the choir and then did all the church plays. So I was never scared of the camera or scared to be in front of people.
Right, I know, because, I mean, come on, you were acting in plays and studying, you know, you was just always doing your thing. And the one thing that I commend you about as well, and I'm just going to put it out there because anyone who listens to the show knows that I don't fake no jacks for anyone, that he actually speaks and writes in full sentences. So you can tell that, no, he's not just a person who does hip-hop music. You know, he's a person with a, you know, you have education and you have know-how.
Yeah.
And you use your words not only just to put them into rap lyrics or verses, so to speak, you also know how to, construct a sentence. And for me, that's
big. Oh,
yeah,
I know how to converse very well.
Oh, thank you so much. I just want to put that out there. I'm sorry. When I see great things,
thank you.
You know, great things have to be recognized. You know what I mean? That's how I feel about it.
Definitely.
Because that's the only way we're going to kind of learn from each other.
Of course,
that's
I agree.
That's it.
Most definitely.
You know, and how do you know that, you know, I'm moving in the right direction if no one ever says, oh, Miss P, that was a great interview? I will always question if it is a good interview. So if someone says it's a bad interview, then I'll know next time to figure out what I did wrong. So, I mean, that's just me. And it's not to put anyone down. It's just that I tell the artists all the time that come on the show that are coming up and trying to get to a certain degree that you have to be able to articulate and you have to be able to comprehend in order to do the business that you want to be in, because anybody can throw you any type of anything and you throw away your life. How many artists have done that so many times, and you hear one or three tracks from them, and then you never hear from them again?
Right.
So all I'm saying is not just know the lyrics, put lyrics together and put it to a beat, be able to know the business aspect of it as well, and that takes comprehension skills. And that's all I'm saying.
Of course. Right.
Sorry to have to go that deep one.
Take them to school, Miss P. I hear you taking the school in. Okay.
It's only to kind of empower and uplift you, because I've noticed it in our correspondence, and I'm like, wow, I'm loving him, and he don't even know, you know, so I had to let you know.
I definitely know how to do that.
Awesome. I love it. So how did Cali receive you? Because, you know, there's always that back and forth with the music, so how are they receiving you out there?
Right now, I connect with that's home. So I connect with a lot of people from like LA and the Bay. Like, it's just one thing about California right now, we not really stuck together like how Atlanta and then Texas, and right now New York is making their go round again in the music industry. So that's one thing that California needs to do right now. So that's where my goal is. I try to tap in with every single artist I can from every different area, every different region of California. I'm from Central California, right in the middle, Merced, California, it's the heart of Cali. you know, so I try to branch out, and that's pretty much what it is right now. So I get a lot of good feedback, especially when I go out of places and people see me, they're like, oh, he really out there doing it. He's just not talking about it. So, yeah, I get a lot of love.
Oh, that's wonderful. I love it. And I see why you get a lot of love. I mean, you have the whole thing going on in your videos. You got dancing. You know, you got the style. You got the chucks.
Oh, yeah. I consider myself to be the total package. Like, how a lot of companies, they build their artists and stuff like that. You know, they get them and then they make them into who they want them to be. That's what me and then one of my manager and one of my childhood friends, that's what we did. Like, we were like, everybody was in a group at first, and then was like, man, you got it. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to make sure that you touch every single aspect that it is to be a successful artist before we even get there. So all you got to do is show up.
Wow.
So
I love
that's
it.
That's how we put it together. And it's still a learning process. I learn a lot of things every day, every month, every year. Just make me better and better. So we'll be all right once I finally put my name on that dotted line if we decide to take that route.
Right, absolutely. So some of your inspirations were Snoop Dogg, which, you know, it relates to the Cali thing, Nas, DMX, Fabulous. You know, who are some other ones that you grew up listening to and really added flavor to you?
Of course, Pac, and then Scarface, listening to artists like that, Outkast. They're highly under, people don't talk about them enough.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they were some of the artists like that. And then, like, I love the storytellers. That's why I like the Nas and then the DMXs, because they told stories about their struggle for real. So, and then I figured I put the West Coast swag, the West Coast style, and then get the bars from the East Coast and then just put it together. I can't lose.
That's true. It's true. You can't lose, because I'm telling you, your music was giving me a little bit of everything, and I was just like, all right, I'm feeling this.
Thank you.
I don't say that about everything. People that listen know, I just can't go there. But it definitely, I was like vibing to it. I'm digging it, and I'm going to continue to vibe to it, and I'll continue to keep it in rotation if that's cool with you.
Oh, yeah, I love it. Thank you. You helped me out. And now I know that Miss P told me she was with it. So I don't care
that's
what y'all talking about. Because she's a hard critic.
Exactly. I'm telling you, I am hard to please. So tell me about this karaoke machine, because I've always wanted one, for real, and I can't sing a lick. So tell me how that all got started.
Pretty much. I think that summer I was like, I got into wanting to do music, so I would just rap over music I would hear on the radio. So, you know, I mowed a couple lines, and I put me a karaoke machine on layaway at Walmart for a few months, got my money up, and then I went and bought it. And the first thing I ever recorded was over Nelly's Hot in Here. I recorded over the whole song rapping, and that's how it started. So, yeah, that karaoke machine is what turned me into a real artist. I would put it out in my front yard and perform in front of the whole neighborhood, and my homeboys would do the same thing. So we'd be thick in mom's front yard till she told us everybody to go home. I promise. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I love it. I love it. So what about your tattoos? Because I'm a tat girl, and I love tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
I think tattoos are very sexy. I just wanted to know, you don't have to go through every single one of them, because I'm sure they all have a profound meaning, but which one stand out the most for you?
Pretty much I got my brothers and my sisters and my nieces and my mom's name on me. So I got all my immediate family. I got a couple family members that my sisters that I ain't got on me yet. Shout out Marie, Shana, and Michaela. I'm going to get them, too, real soon. But, yeah, that's what it is, my family members' names, because, you know, ain't nothing like the love of your family, the ones that have been holding you down since day one. Ain't like they got a choice, but, yeah, that family love ain't nothing like it.
Absolutely.
So
I love it. Yeah. I'm a big family gal myself. You know, I have two little brothers, and they are everything to me. Yeah, I'm the oldest. The old lady first. Yeah, that happened.
Ain't nothing
Mom and
wrong
Dad.
With it. You're not old. You just well seasoned.
Thank you.
You know? You're not
Thank
old.
You. Oh
there
my goodness.
Go.
See what I'm gonna do with you? Are you hitting on me? No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Yeah,
I'm
look,
kidding.
Business first. Business first.
Oh my God, I love being playful. I really do. So it makes a good interview. So anywho, you released your first single, I Go Hard, on your debut mix album, Another Day, Another Dollar, Volume 1. So, you know, tell me about how you felt about that after you pulled all of that together. I mean, to go from, you know, listening to music with your mom to actually finding the artist that kind of drew you in, and then going from the karaoke machine to producing to having your very own first mixtape. I mean, how was that for you?
I mean, it was great because actually that very first project, Another Day, Another Dollar One, I worked on that for months. I moved away from my friends and family. I moved to Kentucky just to get my mind right and to get away from everybody. So I just picked up the pen, and I picked up the pad, and I just started writing. I didn't even have a studio yet. So I may have written like 80 songs, and then I was like, all right. And then I bought a laptop. I bought my Pro Tools, my microphone and stuff like that. And I was going to school at the time in Kentucky too, so I just went hard. I go to school in the morning, go to work, and then when I get home, I stay up all night recording music. So actually, it's probably like 18 tracks on that project, but I recorded 80 songs for that. So and it just felt real good. 80 songs. Like I was not playing. I was working. I was like, I'm gonna make this happen. So every song I made, I would send it back to my boys in Cali, and they was like, man, this the one. Then I'll send them another, and they'd be like, man, this is the one. And they'd be like, man, stop playing and just drop it. And so I had to find somebody to do all my artwork, and then 80-81, and that's how it happened.
Wow.
And look back
since. I can't get over 80 tracks. Like, I cannot.
Yeah.
I mean, how long did it take you to do that? Was that years or months or days? Like,
nah, it was, I believe it was like 5 months. Like, they were full tracks. Well, some songs had three verses, some songs had two verses, and no features. So, like, I did it all myself. I just locked myself in a room, and then I worked, because I knew that's what I wanted.
Wow, that's amazing.
And the feedback was great, yeah.
That's amazing. I'm really, like, proud of you, because it's like I can't even put together a paragraph, like, it takes me, like, I write articles for Fish and Grits magazine, and it takes me, like, 50 weeks to do an article. So for you to just throw together 80 tracks with, you know, mixed, mastered, everything, I mean, that's absolutely amazing. That's great, you know? And
yeah,
that's
but
another,
what's crazy is, like, no, because you were like how it takes you so long to put together articles. It takes me long to do that, too. But when it comes to writing lyrics, like, I can do it in my sleep.
Wow.
Like, I hate, like, having to make, like, book reports and stuff like that. Sucked at them.
Mm-hmm.
I sucked at them. I was not good. The teacher was like, what is, do it again. Red marks all through my paper. But when it comes to making a song, I got it down pat.
Wow. That is so awesome. I mean, truly, I'm really thrown back by this. So, you know, yeah, good work. So,
thank you.
You're very, very welcome. So you were able to open up for, you know, some big names there. Who were some of those people?
Too Short, and it was it's an artist out in San Francisco by the name of JT, the Bigger Figure, that was hot at one time, and then Messy Marr. So I didn't get a chance to open up for a lot of mainstream people, but when I did get the chance, I made sure I murdered the stage, man. So.
Wow.
And I'm still just getting started. I feel like I still just started though, because I recreate myself with every project that I'm working on. So it's just like
right.
I started going yesterday.
Right, exactly, because it's like every time in my mind for an artist, I would think, because for the person who's listening to it, like the supporter, I will say that when a person does come out with new music or a new video or just a new whatever, I was having this conversation with another host the other night, it does make you feel like a kid in a candy store because now you have more of the person that you enjoy. So for us as well, it's like something new. So no one's looking. Of course, the oldies are always going to be the goodies, but when you come out with something new that's fire, people are just turned up, like, yeah.
Right.
This video is hot. Yeah. So it's like you're reinventing yourself, and it's like you're giving your fans something more to look into, like, you know, hold on to. So I definitely respect that, and I definitely feel like it's a joint effort for the supporters as well. Like, yeah, it's a renew you, and it's a renew for them, because it's like, yeah, we're getting something new from him. Woohoo, you know.
Yeah, like you're getting reintroduced to him every single time.
Yeah.
Like, man, where'd he come from with this?
Like, did y'all hear that? Oh, my goodness. He's just doing it. And, you know, yeah, so definitely. I love it. I love it every time. And I feel like that's what you should be doing, you know. And I know you already have this down packed already, like just constantly improving, and just gaining new audience every single time. You know, because there's billions of people in this world, and we can't reach them all. But you know, one track at a time. We'll reach them,
of course, the masses.
Right.
So
when you're not doing music and locking yourself in a room, what do you enjoy doing?
I actually like traveling. Like I lived a lot of states: Atlanta, Kentucky, Indiana, and right now I'm out in Texas, gritting and grinding right now. So I just like seeing a lot of different things. And like right now, I'm at a point to where I like doing stuff that I've never done or even thought about doing growing up where I grow up at. Like I take tours of like museums and stuff like that, and people be like, "What are you doing there?" Like I never been here before, so I was like, "I might as well do it." So that's what I'm into right now, just doing stuff I never did because it's out of the norm, and I don't want to be norm anyway. So it's like I'm growing. And I know it's a lot more to see, but I'm going to start now. So that's what I'm into doing, seeing new things.
Absolutely. I think that's terrific and wonderful. That's one of the things that I also enjoy doing. I love museums. I love culture. I love the arts. I love things like that. So it's definitely, you know, something good to get into. And it's so funny to me that you know, people are like, what are you doing there? Like enjoying life, you know, getting cultural.
Yeah, and like I would have never thought I liked different stuff, but I do. Like it's like when you get accustomed to stuff, it's hard to change. But sometimes you got to jump outside that box.
Right, absolutely, and I love that you are that type of person because I've done like a trillion interviews, so to speak, and you ask someone, "What do you do outside of music?" Well, I just do music. That's what I do, and I'm like, "That's it, music." You know, it's like, that's it, that's all?
Right.
Okay, I get it. So tell me, you know, how do you manage, or should I say, you know, continue to maintain yourself and build your brand and your future, the future things that you want to do, and just be so cool and laid back about it? Because there's some people that, you know, you talk to, they have like 10 followers, and they're just like everything. You can't tell them nothing. You know, but here it is. It's like you have tons and tons of views, tons of followers and things of that nature, and you're just, like, laid back with it. And, I mean, after 80 tracks in 5 months, I would be having my head up my behind like, yeah, you can't tell me nothing. I'm the man. I'm Prince, a.k.a. Little Prince, you know, have all this unseen music, you know. So tell me, you know, how do you maintain just being, you know, just cool and suave and, you know,
Pretty much coming from absolutely nothing, I'm humbled by everything that comes to me. It's just like if I get a new follower, I got to make sure I post something new at that time so they can see me, because, like, I'm not going to stop till I get to where I want to be to make sure me and my family and everybody in my circle straight. So I can't be that person, because a lot of people get knocked off that pedestal when they barely got a foot up on it. So I don't want to be one of those people that get the big head and then somebody give me that, like, who do you think you are? I don't ever want to hear that from nobody's mouth, because I'd rather my work just speak for me. And then that's how I stay so grounded. I'm always working, so I have no time to have an ego. I have no time to get the big head. So And I'm fine with that. I'm going to work till the day I die, no matter what's it doing. If it's music or if it's taking care of my kids or anything. So,
Absolutely.
I'm grounded by
love
work.
It. I love it. The moral of the story is if you stay focused on the projects, then you don't have time to be focused on the publicity side of it, like the elements that come from the followers. You won't be blinded by that. You know,
right.
Cause there's,
most
definitely. You be constantly looking like, I had 2,552 followers and now I got 5,251. What happened?
Right.
You know, like, what happened to that one follower?
And I swear, it's like a blessing every time I open up an app. And, you know, you get your notifications that come to your phone. But, like, sometimes, like, I'll be working and then I don't look at my phone and I'll pick it up, press the button. Then I open up, like, Instagram. And then it's like, okay, you got 13 new friend requests and then you got 26 likes. Like, whoa. And then it's like, people actually like the stuff that I do. Let me keep doing it then.
Right.
So, yeah, that's what it is. That's my satisfaction of people enjoying it. And I enjoy making music. It just so happens we can get paid off doing it.
Right. And that's a good way to look at it, definitely. So you mentioned before when you were locked in the room for 5 months doing your tracks that you didn't want to do any collaborations. You wanted it to be all you. Are you currently looking to do any collaborations at this point?
Yeah, like my last – well, the project that I worked on that's about to drop, I don't have no release date for it, but I'm thinking I may want to do it for my birthday in December, but Another Day, Another Three, which I'm pushing right now, that does have a lot of collaborations on it. So I am more open into that because I feel like I solidified myself as an artist to get the respect. Like, I don't need a lot of people on my records because I can make a great project and people will like it. But, I mean, it's like you got to if – everybody just don't want to hear you all the time. Like, how do you sound with another person? So I work with rock artists, country singers, regular R&B singers, female artists. Like, I pretty much link with everybody, any and everybody.
Absolutely. I love it. And you have to, you know, always try to, like, pull in people. So I love the country aspect of it. I love the, you know, R&B aspect, females, whoever. Just bring it on. You know,
yes,
I bring it
ma'am.
On. I got it. So,
yeah,
what can
I'm
we
with,
expect
I'm
from your next project besides the collaborations? Is anything you want to plug out there for people to kind of like keep their eyes open for?
Oh yeah, what I really did with this project, because you know I'm from the streets. I'm from the ghetto. I'm from the slums. It is what it is. So a lot of my music when I first dropped was like certified, this is for the block. So with this album right here, I kind of did it more commercial. I got a lot of different records on there. I got the street records, I got the club records, I got the R&B records. I worked with some great artists, Young Lion, Alex Tiny B, RIP my partner Half, that's on there too. Mia Eliani, TZ Money, Inertia, Mikey McFly. So it's just like it's diverse, and that's exactly how I wanted it. It's just a lot. Like, there's something on here that you're gonna like that'll make you want to put this CD in or download it on iTunes. Like the Men's Warehouse, I guarantee it.
Oh,
you caught that
oh
late, but you got it. I see you got
it. I love it. Oh my goodness, yes, I love it. That's it. I was trying to hold in my little giggle because my laugh is outrageous, but, yeah, I definitely love it.
Yeah.
I definitely love it. So for anybody out there, you know, who's deciding that, you know, music is their thing and they want to jump in head first or walk in legs first, whatever you want to call it, what advice would you give to, you know, those that want to do what you're doing?
Pretty much. I had to learn the hard way. Like, I just jumped in head first, too, until I had to stop and slow down. So what I tell them is do your research on the business. Learn your business early. Make sure your work ethic is crazy. And pretty much that's it. Just work, do your research, and don't let anybody steer you in the wrong direction.
Absolutely.
Period. That's it.
Absolutely. I love it. Definitely love it. So what else do we have going on? Do you have any venues? Do you have any shows coming up? Excuse me, which are venues? Any, you know, little singles? Anything coming out that people should be aware of?
Okay, so right now what I do got going on, I'm about to drop an EP with a Cali artist by the name of Cali Chris. It's called Solidify Ties Volume 1. That's about to drop on that pit. I got a record out right now with Alex Tiny B. It's called Rockin' With You. That's on SoundCloud and stuff right now. I got a record right now called Upgraded featuring Tum Tum from Dallas, Texas. And so that's what I'm working on right now. Another Day, Another Dollar release date. I haven't got that yet, but that's going to be posted everywhere, and you will know that date and information when it's ready too.
Yeah. So where can people find you to stay in tune?
You can go to scanlessdeleon.com. You know, I have to get a website popping. So that's scanlousdeleon.com. And as soon as you click on the page, it has my Instagram, my SoundCloud, my Snapchat, my YouTube, my Facebook. And just click on the link and tap in with me. I'm a cool dude. If you talk to me, I talk back. Most definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. He's on it. Mm-hmm. For real. 2.5 seconds, he get back to me. That's what I love.
Hey.
I hate somebody to have you just sitting there for 5 hours, and you're like, really? Really? I know you online.
Right, that's why
Facebook tells you. No.
Right. That's why I respond so quick, because I hate for somebody to do that to me.
Exactly. So, you know, I really, really enjoy Check the Game. You know, that's one of my favorite ones so far from you. I'm seriously looking forward to more music, more everything from you. And I would love to have you back on and, you know, talk to you again. And this time I won't mix up venues and shows and all that other stuff because...
<It's all right. laughs>
Because it's all the same thing.
It is okay. Right.
But
that
it's been a pleasure.
I need to get a venue or a show wherever you at. So I'm gonna find out.
In New York.
All y'all promoters and stuff out there. Oh, you in New York?
Yeah.
I've never been there, so I'm coming.
Yes, definitely. In New York, SOBs, check them out. It's called SOBs.
Okay.
And I send most artists there, and most of them get booked there. So definitely check it out and, you know, get your people
cool.
to contact their people and, you know,
all right.
see how that all goes down. And then I'll come out to the show.
Okay, cool.
Definitely.
Sounds like a plan to me.
I just want to thank you so much for, you know, getting us in tune with you. We definitely are here. Mm. So please keep us in the loop. Any music? Anything you want us to know, anytime you want to come back, we're family. So we're here for you.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate you.
It's not a problem. Any parting words before I let you go?
Hey, stay great, stay humble. That's it.
Shout out to everybody
rocking with me. Most definitely.
That's right. Thank you so much. You have a good night.
You do the same. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, guys, so definitely check him out. He was very humble and very articulate, which I really, really love. Tomorrow night we won't be on, but we'll be on Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern with my boy Richie Evan. Some of you guys may know him as Juice McCain, and some of you guys may know him as The Juice. We will definitely be in tune with his new single, Come and Talk to Me, so I cannot wait. Until Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, guys, stay in tune because I want to be in tune with you. Good night.